So we continue the journey with Sister Faustina. It's May 1st, 1933, the first day of her retreat, preparing for her perpetual vows. Union with Jesus on the day of perpetual vows. Jesus, from now on, your heart is mine. And mine is yours alone. The very thought of your name, Jesus, is the delight of my heart. I truly would not be able to live without you, even for a moment, Jesus. Today, my soul has lost itself in you, my only treasure. My love knows no obstacles in giving proof of itself to its beloved. The words of Jesus during my perpetual vows, my spouse, our hearts are joined forever. Remember to whom you have vowed. Everything cannot be put into words. It's a heart with heart, not just words. My petition while we were lying prostrate under the pall, I beg the Lord to grant me the grace of never consciously and celebratedly offending him by even the smallest sin or imperfection. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I love you with all my heart. When times are most difficult, you are my mother. For love of you, O Jesus, I die completely to myself today and begin to live for the greater glory of your holy name. Love, it's for love of you, O most holy Trinity, that I offer myself to you as an oblation of praise, as a holocaust of total self-immolation. And through this self-immolation, I desire the exaltation of your name, O Lord. I cast myself as a little rosebud at your feet, O Lord, and may the fragrance of this flower be known to you alone. Only for Jesus, nothing else. Three requests on the day of my perpetual vows. Jesus, I know that today you will refuse me nothing. Three requests, special gift. First request, Jesus, my most beloved spouse, I beg you for the triumph of the church, particularly in Russia and in Spain, for blessings on the Holy Father, by the time is Pius XI, and on all the clergy, for the grace of conversion for impenitent sinners. And I ask you for a special blessing and for lights, O Jesus, for the priests before whom I will make my confessions throughout my lifetime. Second request, I pray your blessings on our congregation and may it filled with great zeal. Bless, O Jesus, our Mother General and our Mother Directress, all the novices and all the superiors. Bless my dearest parents. Bestow your grace, O Jesus, on our wards. Strengthen them so powerfully by your grace, so that those who live in your house will no longer offend you by any sin. I beg you for the homeland, protect it against the assaults of its enemy, that means Poland. The third request, Jesus, I pray with you for the souls that are most in need of prayer. I pray for the dying, be merciful to them. I also beg you, Jesus, to free all souls from purgatory. Jesus, I commend to you these particular persons, my confessors, persons recommended to my prayer. A certain person, Father Andres, Father Saputa, and the priest I met in Vilnius, Father Sopuko, who is to be my confessor, a certain soul, a certain priest, a certain religious, no name, to whom you know how much I owe Jesus and all the people who have been recommended to my prayer. Jesus, on this day, you can do everything for those for whom I'm pleading. For myself, I ask, Lord, transform me completely into yourself. Maintain in me a holy zeal for your glory. Give me the grace and spiritual strength to do your holy will in all things. You can ask the same, huh? Always doing the will of the Father. Thank you, O my dear bridegroom, for the dignity you have conferred on me, in particular for the royal coat of arms which will adorn me from this day, on and which even the angels do not possess, namely the cross, the sword, and the crown of thorns. But above all, O my Jesus, I thank you for your heart. It's all I need. Mother of God, most Holy Mary, my mother, you are my mother in a special way now, because your own son, your beloved son, is my bridegroom, and thus we are both your children. For your son's sake, you have to love me. O Mary, my dearest mother, guide my spiritual life in such a way that it will please your son. Holy and omnipotent God, at this moment of immense grace by which you are united me with yourself forever, I, meaning nothingness, with the utmost gratitude, cast myself to your feet like a tiny unknown flower, and each day the fragrance of that flower of love will ascend to your throne. In times of struggle and suffering, of darkness and storm, of yearning and sorrow, in times of difficult trials, in times when nobody will understand me, when I will even be condemned and scorned by everyone, I will remember the day of a perpetual vow, the day of God's incomprehensible grace. Special resurrection of the retreat, May 1st, 1933. Love of neighbor. Helpfulness towards the sisters. Second, do not speak about those who are absent, and defend the good name of my neighbor. Third, rejoice in the success of others. First, helpfulness towards the sisters, always ready to help. Give a helping hand. Second, do not speak about those who are absent. Stop the gossips. And defend the good name of my neighbor. Third, rejoice in success of others. Many times we're jealous. Why is that thing? So, always have joy. Are you successful? Thank God, you know. Oh God, how much I desire to be a small child. You are my father, and you know how little and weak I am. So I beg you, keep me close to your side by my life, and especially at the hour of my death. Jesus, I know that your goodness surpasses in the goodness of a most tender mother. I will thank the Lord Jesus for every humiliation, and we pray especially for the persons who has given me the chance to be humiliated. I will immolate myself for the benefits of souls. I will not count the cost of any sacrifice. I will cast myself beneath the feet of the sisters like a carpet on which they can not only tread but also wipe their feet. So humble, huh? My place is under the feet of the sisters. I will make every effort to obtain that place unnoticed by others. It is enough that God says this, not to show off her humility, but always the disposition under the feet of all the others. Now a gray, ordinary day has begun. The solemn hours of the perpetual has passed, but God's great grace has remained in my soul. I feel I am all God's. I feel I am His child. I feel I am wholly God's property. I experience this in a way that can be physically sensed. I am completely at peace about everything, because I know it is the spouse's business to look after me. I have forgotten about myself completely. My trust place in His most merciful heart has no limit. I'm continuously united with Him. It seems to me as though Jesus could not be happy without me, nor could I without Him. Although I understand that, being God, He is happy in Himself and has absolutely no need of any creatures, still His goodness compels Him to give Himself to creature, and with a generosity which is beyond understanding. My Jesus, I will now strive to give honor and glory to Your name, doing battle to the day on which You Yourself will say, enough. Every soul You have entrusted to me, Jesus, I will try to aid with prayer and sacrifice so that Your grace can work in them. O great lover of souls, my Jesus, I thank You for this immense confidence with which you have deigned to place souls in our care. Oh, You days of works and of monopony, You are not monotonous to me at all, for each moment brings me new grace and opportunity to do good. So our life is not monotony. Tell yourself, your work is not monotonous, not monotonous. For her, it's more monotonous, huh? Doing only one thing, not too many things. And you're doing so many other things, can distract yourself. So you can tell yourself, you're a child of God. You offer every little things, but with joy, with love, like Sister Faustina, always giving out a little sister. Monthly permissions. To enter the chapel when I pass near it, to pray in my moments of leisure, to accept, give, or lend small things, to offer my mid-morning and afternoon slack. Sometimes I will not be able to take part in recreation. Sometimes I will not be able to take part in community exercises. Sometimes I will not be able to take part in evening and morning prayers. Sometimes to remain at work a little longer after 9, or to make my spiritual exercises after 9, to write down something or take notes when I have a free moment. That's asking permission for the superior to do these things, to telephone, to go out of the house, to visit the church when I'm in town, to enter the sister's cell in case of need, to make a drink of water occasionally outside the prescribed time, you see, time to drink and time to rest, outside the time to drink and to ask permission. Small modification. To recite the chaplet of the Divine Mercy with outstretched arms. Do you ever try? Say the prayer, say the rosary, outstretched arm. Do you ever try? I dare not try, it's very tiring. On Saturday, to say 5 digits of the rosary with outstretched arms. That's her mortification. To sometimes recite a prayer while prostrate, lying prostrate. On Saturdays, our holy hour. On Fridays, some greater mortification for dying sinners. Jesus, friend of a lonely heart, you are my haven. You are my peace. You are my salvation. You are my serenity in moments of struggle and amidst the ocean of doubts. You are the bright ray that lights up the path of my life. You are everything to a lonely soul. You understand the soul even though it remains silent. You know our weaknesses and are a good physician. You comfort and heal, sparing us sufferings, expert that you are. The words of the bishop spoken at the ceremony of the taking of the perpetual vows, the words of the bishop, accept this candle as a sign of heavenly nights and burning love. While giving the rain, I betroth you to Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father Most High, but he kept you unblemished. Take this rain as a sign of the same eternal covenant you are making with Christ, the spouse of virgins. May it be for you the ring of faith and sign of the Holy Spirit, that you may be called the bride of Christ, and if you serve him faithfully, be crowned for all eternity. I think if you are married, when you exchange rings, you have the same, more or less the same words, huh? Although her word is to Jesus, but you are to your spouse. Take this ring, you know, the same word, huh? As a sign of the eternal covenant you are making with Christ. The one next to you also personifies Christ also, no? Jesus in each person, the spouse of virgins. May be for you the ring of faith and the sign of the Holy Spirit. Maybe sometimes the one next to you, they are not might be faithful, but we have faith in the Lord. You too. You witness faith also. You are another Christ, love Christ, another person, right? Be another Christ. Jesus, I trust in you. I trust in the ocean of your mercy. You are a mother to me. This year, 1933, the one here is born yet, eh? You, sister? This year, 1933, is for me an especially solemn year, because in this Jubilee year of the Lord's Passion, I have taken my perpetual vows. I have joined my sacrifice in a special way to the sacrifice of the crucified Jesus, in order to thus become more pleasing to God. I do all things with Jesus, through Jesus, in Jesus. After perpetual vows, I stay in Krakow throughout the month of May, because it was undecided whether I was to go to Raqqa or to Vilnius. Once Mother General asked me, "Why are you sitting here so quietly and not getting ready to go somewhere, sister?" I answered, "I want to do God's pure will. Wherever you bid me to go, dear mother, I will know God's pure will for me will be there, without any a mixture of my part, completely." She's so free. Mother General replied to this, "Very well." The next day, she summoned me and said, "You wanted to have God's pure will, sister? Very well. Then you are going to Vilnius." I thanked her and awaited the day when I would be told to go. However, my soul was filled with a certain joy and fear, mixture, new things. And one and the other, at one and the same time. So joy and fear, mixture. You have the joy to serve the Lord, but you have the fear that you can encourage your cross completely. That's how we are. I felt that God was preparing great graces for me there, but also great sufferings. Yet, I stayed on in Krakow until 27th of May. As I had no regular duties, I only went to help in the garden. And as it happened that I worked all alone for the whole month, I was able to make a Jesuit retreat. Although I went to community recreation, I still managed to make the Jesuit retreat. I received much light from God through this time. It was 4 days after the perpetual vows. I was trying to make the holy hour. It was the first Thursday of the month. As soon as I entered the chapel, God's presence enveloped me. I was distinctly aware that the Lord was near me. After a moment, I saw the Lord all covered with wounds, and he said to me, "Look at whom you have exposed." I understood the meaning of these words and answered the Lord, "Jesus, I love you more when I see you wounded and crushed with suffering like this, then I saw you in majesty." So, if your spouse is suffering, you tell yourself, you have more joy yourself. Not because he's a good man, then you're lucky. If a very bad man, lucky. It's a cross. And since Faustina, there's a mixture of his joy and pain, Of course, joy, you always like to see this bad in full light and full warmth times, all the woundedness. Jesus asked, "Why?" I replied, "Great majesty terrifies me. Little or nothing that I am, and your wounds draw me to your heart and tell me of your great love for me." The suffering of Jesus remind her the love of Jesus. After this conversation, there was silence. I fixed my gaze upon his sacred wounds and felt happy to suffer with him. I suffered, and yet I did not suffer, because I felt happy to know the depth of his love. And the hour passed like a minute. So in her adoration, felt the pain of Jesus. That's a joy. Me too. We try to be more one with Jesus. Anyway, no matter he's the risen Lord or the suffering Lord, he's the same Lord. So in our life, times of joy, time of sorrow, always him, right? No matter you married or not married, you always be another Jesus. So be like him. That's how joy comes from. Not because people understand me, people knows me, people give me good helping hands, but nobody greet you, despise you. You're more happy because you're more Christ-like, right? So let us try to lift up the spirit this week.